Welcome, podcast number 46, the Multimedia Men.
Hooray!
Last week...
A lot of women.
Last week, it was the Multimedia Women. Now it's the Multimedia Men. We only have one genteel lady here, Susan. repping everybody. Welcome, everybody. We're in Dallas. We have supposedly survived Ebola.
Supposedly, they got them all out, right?
It was up 21 days.
Did you see Ohio has like 100 cases potentially? Like,
yeah. Well, is it tomorrow or tonight?
20 days later?
Two male strippers were sitting next to the girls.
Correct. But they don't know yet. But is it tonight the people of the patient zero's family is like. If they survive tonight, they're good.
Zeros is still
Thomas, Eric, Duncan, yeah.
Oh, Duncan, oh.
And also the guy that's stuck on a cruise ship so he gets through
fine. Oh, yeah.
He's been quarantined on a cruise ship and the cruise ship isn't.
Yeah, but they just came out and said he does not have
it. Yeah, because he had 21 days. It was yesterday.
Correct.
Can I just say something so ridiculous, like, to where, like, a woman passed out on a plane and, like, woman passes out on a plane. No suspect of Ebola, though. Like, how many times have people passed out anywhere? Why does it have to be automatically, is it Ebola?
But did, even more close to home, Dallas, at White Rock Dart Station, some woman got off the train station at White Rock and spit. And the news said she puked everywhere and thought it was Ebola, so she hazmat. But she had a spider bite, so that's what she was complaining about.
But she
about.
Spit, though.
She spit. Everybody spit.
It wasn't vomit. That's what all the press said.
It was in our apartment complex. So we're
I did know that. Yeah, zero. You're a great. Yeah, you're in the building.
Someone phone call at 6 a.m. telling you that Ebola was there.
Yeah, we got letters, and then we got woken up to 12 helicopters.
Awesome. Seriously?
Yeah, it's cool. Like coverage for like oh look, it's an apartment building. 12,
they're
12 hours of
they're
live,
cleaning it.
12 hours of live coverage from a helicopter. You can't see anything. Like. It's so stupid.
That's crazy. I thought about you
it's,
guys.
It's so ridiculous how, yeah, overboard they're going with the Ebola
it's
coverage.
It's really ridiculous. My sister said that now Texas Health is boycotting Chipotle because two Texas Health people, where I guess they were in their scrubs
were
or something,
denied.
They walked into Chipotle and Chipotle told them to get out.
No.
Not, I swear to God. So
good
now
for them.
From Texas.
Well, I don't want Ebola in my
house. They're not even like, if they had anything, like, they're near that. That was ridiculous.
There's also some out-of-state college that's denying access to any Texan residents right now.
What?
No, pretty soon just anyone from Texas. Dallas.
Yeah.
No, Ohio now. You got this meal. Yeah.
It's crazy. Well, that's our Ebola talk. What do we have on the table today? We have Count Chocula. We have
Blueberry.
And then Gotti brought, from the fair, a stuffed pink and red crayon,
which looks like a penis.
Yeah.
It's a penis stuffed as a
crayon. How'd you get that? What game?
It's a pretty big tub.
The old school, how do you do that? Bowling.
Bowling.
Ski ball.
Champion.
So that's
how long does it take you to win? It's like $30.
$30
crayon.
So and it's the last day of the fair today until next year, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
Well, who went besides God?
I did.
Oh, you did?
I went the first Monday of
the entire season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh.
So it was good. So we have a great show for you today. We got some good news. We have Susan and Adam going to talk about the big comic book convention in Dallas this weekend called Fan Days. We're going to talk about Fight Club since it came out 15 years ago, a few days ago. We're going to recast Fight Club. We got some more. We got our horror movie bracket, which will narrow down to the final four. But first, our on the fly stuff, we have two things. We're going to do, since so well, Fuck, Marry, Kill last week. We all did Tim Curry characters, Fuck, Marry, Kill. This time I completely customize it for each and every one of you. So you're each going to get a different fuck, Mary.
Well, let's see. Let's see how customized it is.
Yeah, I know, right?
So we'll start with Susan.
How will you know?
So
we'll start.
We'll
start with Susan. Right. Fuck, Mary, Kill, and these are characters from movies.
Okay.
Miles Teller from Divergent.
Okay.
Seth Rogen from Knocked Up, and Dan Stevens from The Guest.
Ooh.
Fuck, Mary, Kill.
Susan kill Seth Rogen. She's gonna fuck that dude from The Guest and marry Miles Teller because she loves Miles.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly right.
Have you two been talking? No,
Why do you throw Seth Rogen in there?
I know. Seth Rogen was too...
Because she says she likes funny guys.
I do. Actually, that wasn't bad because the Knocked Up was probably his most, like, attractive to me.
All downhill since then.
No, his character, because he was really like, you know, he wanted to be a dad. That was pretty cool. But I'm going to believe that Peter, I could change him. Like, he'd change for me and be the good guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. But Dan Stevens, just that shower scene alone. Yeah.
All right. So we hear it from Susan. All right. Let's go to Gotti right now. What do I have for Gotti?
Dan Stevens, too, Dan.
Gotti. Yeah. Fuck, marry, kill. Okay. I went funny on you.
Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart.
Natalie Portman from V for Vendetta.
Ooh.
Ooh. Bald or like beginning of
the movie? Either way, she's
either way.
She is hot. Yeah.
Amy Adams from Man of Steel. Your
Ooh.
Favorite movie.
He's gonna kill her.
Yeah. And Rosie Perez from Do the Right Thing.
Kill them all.
She's kind of crazy to do the right thing.
No, he's gonna marry Natalie Portman.
I would definitely fuck right. Rosie Perez. Okay. Do the right thing. Right. Marry Natalie Portman's bald ass.
Yeah. And she's Jewish.
And then if she's Jewish, we have Jewish babies. And then I'm sorry, but Superman bitch is getting killed. I don't care how she was the only thing that acted in that movie. I'm sorry.
All right.
There's going to be tons of Superman news here in a little bit, though. So
that was like
the
weakest, lowest lane I've ever seen.
Her character from Warrior or whatever will come and kill her. Not from Warrior.
Fighter.
Will come and kill her with her hands. Fucking terrible Superman.
And the Ten Sisters.
All right.
Nice.
All right. Andrew, are you ready?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I did a theme for you.
Okay.
Ooh.
Jennifer Garner from Alias.
Ooh,
Uma Thurman from Kill Bill,
Uma.
Or Mia Jovovich from Resident Evil.
Ooh.
All chicks who kick ass.
Wow. That's hard right there.
No. Uma Thurman's just so rough.
Think about it.
I know.
She's too manly.
So manly.
Yeah, you're not going to.
She has those giant.
Yeah.
Let him decide.
she has a finger toe.
She's not like out of those three.
Yeah, she's got. Yeah, she's definitely killing her.
You're definitely killing who?
Kill Bill.
Yeah.
The bride?
She's just she's
beautiful.
She's beautiful. We're killing her.
We're talking about in Kill Bill, though. Yeah, she's been beautiful, like, in Poison Ivy, which is, whatever, not Poison Ivy.
I'd probably want to...
It's a good pick.
When she was Aphrodite in Ben Roachhausen.
Hold on.
She's pretty crazy.
You would fuck?
I'd fuck her.
Who?
Mila, of course.
From Resident Evil. Okay.
What?
I'm a little worried. You know, she has some rare form. It's not Ebola, but I think it's worse. Yeah, so I'm scared I might catch.
You should have done Lilu Dallas from Fifth Element.
So then I'd end up marrying Jennifer Garner because, you know, she was really hot.
She's an agent. She was still
That was definitely her hottest role. Like, Seth Rogen, that was definitely her. She's unfortunately gone downhill a little bit now. But, you know, she's with Gotti's favorite actor.
Oh, yeah.
But,
Batfleck.
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 All right.
But, yeah, so.
She was gorgeous.
Cool.
She was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And she liked to wear wig, you know. She dressed up cosplay. That's awesome.
Cool. All right, Adam.
She liked to wear a wig.
Adam, are you ready?
Yeah, let's see what you got.
I had fun with you.
Of course you did. Brian.
Imaginary
Gotti
kid.
Or Andrew.
Gal Gadot from Fast and Furious.
Okay.
Heather Graham from Austin Powers.
You don't know me at all.
And Whoopi Goldberg from Ghost.
Are you kidding
me? You gotta marry Whoopi.
You just didn't want him to have a good choice.
Yeah.
Heather Graham?
Heather Graham is the only
thing. Gal Gadot? Oh my god.
I don't know
god.
who she is.
Oh, Gal Gadot. Wonder Woman.
Yeah, she'll be Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And Whoopi Goldberg from Ghost. Whoopi Goldberg has a special power, though. Just cool.
To see dead people die.
How do you spell Gal?
G-A-L. She farts like a man, too, apparently.
She's pretty, yeah.
I'd probably kill Whoopi.
Oh, damn you.
She's the funniest one.
After she...
in a funny way, motherfucker.
After she talked to the dead for me. You know, she talked to herself, maybe.
She talked to Robin for
me. Oh, man.
Alright.
And I'd probably have sex with Gal Gadot.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
I would have married
that.
So she doesn't really speak English well.
She does. She has.
And I would marry Heather Graham from Austin Powers. Spy. Which was
Spy Shag Me.
Spy Shag Me.
Because
she's shagadelic.
Wow. That's her crime too, because lately she's getting like, yeah. I don't even say she's getting rough, she's becoming a worse actress.
Whoa. Well, she was never a good actress.
Well,
she was
never a good actress.
Well, she's, I'm sorry, but I've watched
her best role to me is in Bowfinger.
But if you watch her in whatever the Lifetime movie with the kids in the attic or whatever, she is just.
What was that movie she was just in?
It's a Lifetime movie, so you can't like expect
that's
much.
There's no excuse for her bad acting.
What movie was she just in where she only like a small, like 5-second like role in it? I can't remember what it was.
No, no, but her 5-second role in Boogie Nights was amazing. That's,
she was going for more than 5 seconds.
What?
All right.
What'd you give yourself, Brian?
Yeah. What'd I give myself?
Good question.
Sigourney Weaver from Alien. M. Beth Davids from Army of Darkness.
You.
And Kim Cattrall from Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, that's tough.
So, I'm going to fuck M. Beth Davids from Army of Darkness.
You're going to marry the Jewish girl?
No.
Why?
I could feel like I can have somebody convert. I bet. I will kill Kim Cattrall from Big Trouble in Little China because she seems like a pain in the ass the entire
you're
time.
Fucking
she was a little annoying.
And I will marry Sigourney Weaver from Alien because she is beautiful, amazing.
I can't believe you picked her from Alien. Yeah, she was so much prettier in Heartbreakers.
Yeah. Or Avatar.
You have to wait.
Yeah, exactly.
Sigourney Weaver from Avatar.
No, I think she's sexy in Alien, man. She's awesome.
You like them, like, dirty.
Yeah.
Like, you like all the bony women.
Yeah, I like them. They're, like wife beaters. Every
single person they for,
all muddy.
So, fuck, marry, kill. For those of you who are listening, Facebook, Stitcher Radio, iTunes, let us know who you would fuck, marry, kill film character-wise. And our second part of our on-the-fly question, since it's close to Halloween... What's the movie that has most scared you, and how bad did it scare you? And we'll start with Susan.
There's three. I think that the one that scared me the most was definitely The Ring, because after I watched it in theaters, and getting home, I left my TV on and my lights on, and I did that for like 3 weeks.
For like three weeks.
And even they were like, why won't you turn off the TV? And I was just like, I did not want Samara to turn on my TV. I figured I'd beat her to the punch, basically.
So this is The Ring, the remake, the American version, right?
Yes.
You were like 9 when that came out, right?
I was in middle school.
Man, I was in college.
I was in middle school, but it was terrifying. I was in eighth grade, And then we also worked on a haunted house that year. And Halloween that year was like 7 days from when we watched it. Like, we watched it, and then 7 days later it was Halloween. So we
wow.
I don't know. It was really scary.
So, Ring. All right, Gotti. Scariest movie and why?
Halloween, because of the ending. I was freaked the fuck out when he got up and left. And freaked. I was.
Because you don't see him get up and leave.
You see the. And then the shocked look of. What's his dead face?
So what happened when you saw that? It was.
Scared me forever.
So like you...
Halloween scared the shit out of me. Halloween was horrendous to watch.
Really?
So you watched it. My first time was... My brother had all the gangster films, all the horror films. I was babysitting. I was taking care of his dog in his place. And I watched Halloween all by myself. Scared the shit out of me.
Okay.
And we were up three stories, so I could look down and there was a tree, the whole setting.
All right. All right, Andrew. Movie that scared you the most, and how bad did it scare you?
Let's say
Neverending Story.
It never ended.
I'm afraid of luck dragons.
Okay, I'm gonna go with it.
Ooh. The first half of it
was one of the scariest things, and I just remember like always checking my sink, thinking something was going to come out of it. Like,
what? Battery.
The bugs, stuff like that freaks me out. And then I do have one more I want to say that I don't remember which Nightmare on Elm Street it was, but there was one where a girl becomes like a giant cockroach and it freaked the crap out of me.
That sounds.
And all of a sudden she's stuck in a giant bug trap, and I'm like, whoa. I remember like turning it on at night by accident, and
scared
myself out. Yeah.
Wow.
All right, Adam.
I'm not sure if it scares me more, but Sixth Sense. It was pretty scary when I first saw it.
That little kid scared you?
Yeah.
Which little kid?
The girl throwing up.
Well, the girl throwing up, and then like, you know, when the guy with the shotgun wound walks by, and like, you know, it's
kid. Did that make you start to walk down the hall and see something?
If it's cold, I'm like, yeah. Don't ever go pee in the night. That's what I learned. Hold it in.
That's sad.
Mine is
are you scared of anything?
Yeah.
Isn't it like a romantic comedy?
Yeah. Now so much anymore, but
Princess Bride.
Is it Babadook?
It is not Babadook. The first night in the hotel was scary for Babadook. But no, it was something I watched, I guess, when I was in middle school.
Father of the Bride.
It's called Demons, and it's an Italian horror film from the 80s, which is still pretty scary, but fairly cheesy 80s movie, too. But the special effects on that movie, the visual effects, how they turn into a demon, is really violent and scary. I still had nightmares, like, in college about it. Like, it scared the shit out of me. It doesn't so much anymore. And the other one was my dad brought me to see Aliens, the second one, when I was really little. I must have been, like, 4 or 5.
Brutal.
4 or 5. And he knew I was scared that night, but he put on my mother's pantyhose on his head, crawled on all fours in my room and grabbed me. So, like, things go, oh, man, just... Got my love for movies that way too, but also scared the fuck out of me. But that is those two really did it for me. And then I guess most recently Paranormal Activity scared me, just because Ouija board scared me.
That was
until Ouija comes out
in the first one. Yeah, was Ouija board.
That scared me too.
So are you excited for Ouija the movie?
No. I'm not seeing it. Having somebody else see it.
People got rioting. Caused, and they had to take the movie out, the one with the doll.
The Passion?
Annabelle.
Really?
Yeah, pulled from movie theaters.
No way.
That fucked people's minds up.
It got pulled from theaters?
Yeah, some like Iowa town. I don't know what's
up.
Of course.
Insidious and Conjuring, all those are fine. Insidious scared the crap out of me.
Dolls are not. I mean, if you can handle Chucky.
So let us know what movie.
Hilarious that that's not like,
yeah.
Let us know what movie scared you the most and how that scared you on our Facebook and Twitter.
Pants as a kid, let us know.
Correct. Moving on, let's talk about Dallas's one of three comic book conventions out of the year, Fan Days 2014, which was held at the Irving Convention Center. Our own Susan Kamiyab from This Chick's Flicks is covering it. Tell us,
what can
people expect to see in your coverage? Who was there? Oh. Who was the best part?
Well, it was a lot. When we got there, it wasn't as packed as it normally is. It was a lot more tamed, but it was early, so I don't know. We saw Kevin Sorbo. We weren't allowed to
Wait,
interview.
Hold on a second.
He was just there. He wasn't actually part of the doctor.
Yeah,
he was.
Is Kevin Sorbo the one that's getting a lot of shit in the press for saying like crazy things?
Yeah. Oh, is he saying?
Yeah.
He had. It's just funny because he was sitting right next to Jason David Frank's booth, and his was so like for Kevin Sorbo, people were just coming like just really slowly, like three people maybe, and he seemed really quiet. And I would think that he's a bigger star than
Jason David Frank is,
but
Wolverine of the Power Rangers.
I'm telling you, like that line was waiting for him for hours, a long line, and it was growing. And when he makes an entrance, then they made sure to tell us that.
And he wears the outfit all the time too.
Yeah, well, he wore just like a green jacket, but like when he came in, he comes in like he's a world wrestler, and he's like, "Woo!"
Did he have the green front tips though?
No,
because
he usually does.
But the thing is, he loves our camera. So anytime he sees it, he's like telling our camera guy, like, come here, and he like yells to his crowd, he's like, guys, this is a camera, this is TV. You're gonna say, like, I don't know if he said like Green Ranger, what he told.
Did you see him fight the Dalek?
Well, you guys are confused right now because you don't know what this is. He's gonna do a bit of television like me.
And he made sure to tell his fans. The sign said White Ranger series on video cassette now available, and he like lifted up the sign and he was like, you guys read this? It's available now. You guys gonna go out and buy it? That's right. Like,
I'm Dr. Tommy, guys.
He works. Around. It costs $40 to get his autograph, but he does. He gives you a picture, and so sometimes they don't do that. They don't give you a picture.
And he says he's in the new reboot, but I will wait and see.
Yeah, but he was, I mean, I always like him just because he gives us so much personality on camera, and it's cool to add that to the story. Kevin Sorbo just seemed very, very bored to be there. Like,
yeah, he was panicking about his
Republican year now. So
they also had the guy who plays Data, and then also Sean Astin was there.
Elijah Wood was coming on it, too. They're doing like a... They're doing a Goonies panel
and an Indiana Jones panel for Karen Allen and the guy who also.
Who else did they get from Goonies though?
Ki Huey Kwan and Sean.
What's funny? They got and Sean Astin. But then today Corey Feldman's coming.
So he's
coming, but he missed. But Sean Astin left yesterday, so all three of them weren't gonna be there together.
Apparently, Adam West canceled, and a lot of fans were upset about that.
Yeah.
Because some fans like specifically came for him.
Let me say something about Adam West.
He's not a nice guy.
So back in 2001, 2002, I made a comic book convention documentary. I went to all the Wizard Worlds across the U.S. The worst person I ever met was Adam West.
You're not the first person.
He was
to say
the biggest asshole in the world. The nicest person I got to talk to and meet, Sean Astin.
Everybody said Sean Astin is so nice.
Super nice.
Yeah. So
super
nice.
But Adam West is the biggest jerk ever.
Well, they
I liked Hellraiser. We talked
soccer. Oh, I interviewed him too. He's a really
sweet
nice guy. Yeah.
Oh, were you there?
No, this is like
that was a Friday. I interviewed him on Friday. Nightmare. Yeah.
Really sweet.
But they did have lots of cancellations because of the Ebola scare.
Really?
Yeah. I think Adam West just didn't want to come.
They said for Adam West, he had obligations for the Blu-ray release of his series.
No,
so. Well, I'm just saying that's what the excuse was.
I felt bad because I interviewed one couple or whatever, and they're like, we came to Adam West, he canceled, we're bummed, but whatever, we're going to make the
mistake.
And then another one was like, we can't wait to see Adam West, and I didn't tell him that he canceled.
Well, Alex Kingston also canceled, and she was supposed to be a big draw for Doctor Who. And James Hahn, which I wanted to see from Blade.
Oh, he canceled too? That sucks.
Big
Trouble?
Big Trouble, yes.
Lo Pan canceled sucks.
Then I was shocked that we have a DFW Ghostbusters, by the way. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, I do know that.
I did not know that. That was pretty
cool. The DFW Ghostbusters, I think, showed up at my shop when I had the comic book store.
It's my favorite photo.
That was so cool. I was like, we're going up with an interview and those guys. That's too cool.
So was that the best costume you saw?
I mean, they were that's their own thing. Like, they had a
booth.
They're
movie ready.
They had a booth and stuff. No, I saw some really good. I will say this. Every year I cover this, or every single one, the costumes get better and better.
So what was the best one?
God.
For me, it was Davros. He's one of the villains from Doctor Who. The guy was ridiculous.
Was he good?
Like, it's basically he has the bottom half of a Dalek, and then he's like an old, like almost like a Borg from like Star Trek type on top. So the guy actually had like he was rolling around on it, and it was like lit up and everything, and like it was like
how much did he spend on it?
That same guy that always like dresses up.
It's the guy who always does Daleks, but this time he did Davros, and he had to spend a couple, maybe a thousand.
Well, there's the one that was like General Grievous one year, and he does.
It wasn't that
T-Rex.
One. That's like that cheap costume dude. He did Alien last year, and I don't know. I haven't seen him this year, but like this guy, it was ridiculous. Everyone was stopping to take pictures of him like every 5 seconds. I would like be kind of mad. He was just trying to wheel around and like to stop. I know. Well, he actually had a dummy version of himself to where he can get out of it and just put the dummy in and left it there. So he had both versions. It was ridiculous.
It's
just
like, he made like a full on version of himself.
Did any of you buy anything yet? See anything you wanted to buy?
I always want to buy like toys, but I'd refrain.
What toys did you want to buy?
I would buy any like action figure of Superman or Batman if I like wanted to.
Batman versus Superman?
Just their action figures, anything. Oh. I like those toys.
Oh, he does look cool. Post that to our Facebook page.
Yeah, I will.
Adam's gonna post
in 3 years.
What's the book?
That's awesome. You got the picture of the, what's his name?
Davros.
Davros to Brian.
Post that picture.
I will post it to
him. I don't remember any like specific costumes, but I did think there was somebody made their own, oh my God, from Fantastic Four. Is it The Thing? Is that what it's called?
The Rock Thing,
The Rock Thing. He did a really good job of like cutting up, it must have taken him a lot of time, like cutting up styrofoam, or like not styrofoam, but like the foamy, painting those and cut them up in pieces and put it all over his body so it looked like a...
Oh, wow.
It was really good.
That's cool. What'd you buy?
I bought a couple t-shirts and some records. I got like...
What records did you get?
Raiders of the Lost Ark, Star Wars, and Poltergeist. So
the Mondo version.
The Mondo Poltergeist.
Not the original.
Right.
But the originals of the other ones.
Right.
All right. What t-shirts?
A couple of Guardians of the Galaxy shirts, and and I replaced my Tyrion shirt because he got ripped at Fantastic Fest.
So that's a story.
Nobody, I didn't see anyone dress up as a Guardian of the Galaxy.
Oh, there's tons.
I guess I didn't
see. Well, my friend Mark dressed up as Star-Lord, and everyone was like, so, I don't know, he made a whole bunch of accessories, like a whole bunch.
I saw a really big smirk like
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was
the coolest. He had other Star-Lords asking him, where you got, like, his rocket boots, and his, he had
like two pairs of shoes and like cut the bottoms off one to put them on. So he was really into it.
Yeah. And you saw the Smurfette?
There was a Smurfette. It was really good. And what's the evil guy that's always
coming? Gargamel?
Yeah, Gargamel. He had like a giant head, and it was like he had a net, giant net to like walk around with her, and even had the cat like.
That's cool.
It was really good. That was probably one of the best.
Did any of you go to the after parties or anything like that? Or
do they have those?
Yeah, they do.
Devin hosts those.
It's like Jonathan Colton. Who's that? Is that the guy's name? Yeah. Shit, some shindig out there.
But yeah, were you there for the costume contest? Did you see who won?
No. Was that yesterday?
It was last night.
I have a few people from Boomstick covering it. They've been there all 3 days, so hopefully we'll have some good pictures.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything yet, but I'm looking forward to it. So, fan base, is a success this year?
I think it's good.
Yeah, I don't think it's as big as they were hoping.
Do you think they need to have fan base still? Or do you think just...
I like it.
Yeah, because they have their May, and then this is the fall. I think they're talking about getting rid of the Sci-Fi Expo, which is in January or February.
There's one in February.
Yeah, they're talking about getting rid of that and just having two. So, we'll see what actually happens. Because I want to focus on May. May's the big one.
That's Comic-Con.
Yeah.
But that's not... Okay, and that's not Irving Convention Center
anymore. Not anymore. I think this is the last time for Irving for this con. I think it's all going to be at...
Really? Dallas. See, I heard they want to keep the sci-fi and fan days at Irving Convention Center.
Really?
I don't see why not. It certainly isn't filling up as...
It's not as big as Dallas.
I understand, because when we covered that, it was hard to move.
Well, I mean, it's basically the same convention every year, or three times a year.
I don't know why it feels the same to me, too. I don't know why Dallas Comic-Con is so big.
It tries to get bigger names, I think, for Dallas Comic-Con.
Yeah.
So it has a bigger budget.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more guests at Comic-Con.
So that's Fan Days?
Yeah.
Go, Fan Days, and check Irving Community Television.
If you like,
see Susan talk about it. See her pose with Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Let's move on to news real quick. News.
Tons of DC movie news.
Yeah, let's talk about that first. Warner Brothers announced a shitload of movies through 2020, which I think Susan will probably finally be 21 by then.
Hopefully.
But
she'll finally get her braces off.
Yeah.
So they announced three Lego movies. One is the Ninjago. Or Ninjago or something like that.
Was that one of the official ones, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's going to be a Batman Lego movie.
Well, see, that's weird, though, because there's already three Batman Lego movies that were...
But this is going to be...
I know.
Will Arnett, and then there's going to be Lego Movie 2,
right.
A sequel to the one that had... And then they announced three Harry Potter movies.
What?
Well, that was already Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah, Fantastic Beasts of those
books.
So
these are going to be, like, legit movies or, like, straight to...
Yeah, the same director that's coming... That did the last Harry Potters is coming back.
But it's not starring Harry Potter. It's starring Newt, the guy who actually wrote the book of Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah. But they're making the three movies. And then the big one, they announced 10 comic book movies for DC heroes, including The Flash, which will play by Ezra Miller.
Which is awesome.
That's
awesome.
I
love
her. I like Ezra Miller.
Aquaman, Jason Momoa.
We knew that was happening.
We already knew that, yeah.
Two Justice League movies.
Yeah.
Shazam, yeah.
With Shazam O'Neal!
With The Rock.
No,
Shazam.
The Rock.
Black Adam is. He's Black Adam.
No, we don't know who's playing Shazam yet.
No.
They didn't announce a Man of Steel 2, though.
They did. Superman 2 and Batman.
And they announced a reboot of Green Lantern.
Green Lantern, which...
Ugh.
It won't...
I mean, the first...
Well, it's a reboot. It's a reboot.
Yeah, we'll see.
But that's like an ambitious project.
But then they also announced Suicide Squad, which is...
Suicide Squad.
Coming out in 2016. And they already have, they said that Will Smith and Tom Hardy already almost signed
up for that. So, which is a huge cast.
Which would be ridiculous if they actually do.
So, what do you think they'd play?
Are you excited, Gotti?
Well, there's four main members of Suicide Squad, so.
There's like six.
But the main members, and there's a whole bunch of ancillary ones.
But that's interesting. It's a lot of DC. They finally are trying to compete with Marvel.
Well, they gotta step it up, yeah.
We'll see.
Well,
it's weird. What do you think about how they're not, like, you know, having a Flash in the movies and a Flash on the TV?
I mean, they did that with Smallville, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it sucks it's all coming
together.
But,
yeah.
But, yeah, actually, the Flash on TV does.
At least that's what I like about Marvel. Marvel will have the characters from the movie show up in, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. if they need
to.
I don't think they'll do... You know that.
I wonder if they're gonna do that with like all the Netflix ones too. Like on Daredevil, you might see Samuel Jackson pop by or something.
That would be awesome. I hope so.
All four Netflix shows will be connected. So,
yeah.
And speaking of, to a little segue into like a Batman thing, Christian Bale, who played Batman, is in deep talks to play Steve Jobs. Leonardo DiCaprio
but he
was originally supposed to play Steve Jobs, but he backed out.
Yeah,
he
would be better if it was Christian
Bale. Looks like Steve Jobs. That's the thing.
Yeah. He'll be good. Yeah. He'll be good. And hopefully...
Well, better than Ashton Kutcher.
I thought Ashton did a great job in that, though.
He might be good as Steve Wozniak. He takes a character from American Hustle. Just
I think Ashton Kutcher's downfall as Steve Jobs was his voice. That was not...
I'm Ashton!
Yeah.
Look,
he walks on stage and he looks like him, but...
It was terrible. It was a terrible movie.
He just looked so... He sounded like... He looked like Kelso and he sounded like Kelso, so it was hard to, like...
We didn't flash forward. There were so many questions didn't answer. It was... Yeah, it was terrible.
Josh Gad was the best.
Oh, he was the best thing in the movie.
The best thing.
Bring him back as Wozniak.
What about all the Marvel stuff that was announced this week? The Iron Man's not going to be the next Captain America movie. What do you think about that?
I thought that was... They said that he was going
to.
He is.
Iron Man's in Captain America 3. Civil War.
Correct.
They just negotiated that this week.
Yes. Yeah. Fine. Cool. I mean, I can see why Downey Jr., he's done so many already. And
contract was only set up for the next Avengers movie. It was this one coming out and the next one.
They'll do another contract and he'll get paid $80 million.
Oh, yeah, they did. For this Captain America 3, they had to negotiate.
But Chris Evans' his contract is up on Captain America 3, though. So everyone's
they'll sign him back.
That he's going to be killed.
No, the storyline is Civil War, Fallen Son, which is in the comic books, he gets killed.
He is assassinated.
Yeah.
But he comes back.
Yeah, that's they always do.
They don't need to have more than three Captain Americas, anyways. Like,
thank
that's
you.
Enough.
Actually, the last one
really just work.
Okay.
Quadrologies work too.
Wait a second.
Three is enough.
Quintilogy is the best.
Wait a second.
Sexologies are better.
No.
While the creative part of that is true, movie company are not going to see that.
I
it's
know.
All about the money.
It's all about
they don't
the money.
Keep making money off
no, that. No, I know. That's why. Well, that's exactly why
money.
They do horror films like Saw 13.
They'd make more money if they rebooted with a new Captain America after 3. Not rebooting. Kept the Civil War.
Well, they're going to reboot what they're doing. Instead of having to reboot stuff, they're bringing in more and more characters and they're going to start fococusing more on them. And all these other big characters they had are going to have smaller
kill
ones.
Some of them. That's why Doctor
Strange is
supposed to be the next franchise for like Iron Man, like, you know, franchise.
Matthew Modine.
Yeah, and they have like Colin Farrell's got added to the short list as well as Benedict Cumberbatch and Ian McGregor, so.
It looks good.
I like Oscar Isaacs, personally.
Also, what about the talks that Marvel trying to talk with Sony about getting Spider-Man into the MCU?
Okay, so let's talk about that. Marvel has have stopped production on Fantastic Four.
Which is hilarious.
The comic book.
Because they're working on Fantastic Four.
Because they're trying to make Fox's movie do terribly because
he writes back.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it won't because Susan's going to keep promoting it because Miles Teller's in it.
Miles Teller and Michael Jordan,
fucking
awesome.
Yeah,
no,
it's gonna be so good.
No,
we're not doubting the movie, but
we're just saying that
took a bold risk with that cast.
No, we know that, but it's the
Marvel's taking actions against it. Yeah,
they want to make billions. Let someone else do.
They want all their characters back.
It's not Marvel.
The rights to Spider-Man and on the rights to Fantastic Four because they made a deal with them way back before they were actually in the movie business.
So Marvel's being a dick and
so
putting out their comic books
up
until
Disney.
They don't want that Fantastic Four to happen?
No.
Right.
They don't own it. Why not?
No.
Oh, because they don't own it originally?
Right. No,
so
they
can't make any money. They don't want it to happen.
The movie
right. That's fucking retarded.
Because Fantastic Four is with Fox and Spider-Man is with Sony
and
not with Marvel.
For this arrangement, I'd rather see a quality cast.
Yeah.
Maybe a quality film. That's the one I would rather see.
Yeah, and JD Bell's in it too. Like, it's a good cast. Yeah. It's like they went.
All right, two, one, two, one. One person at a time, go.
Well, it just seems stupid that you guys are siding on Marvel's side to make more money, even though you've got a quality cast already.
No,
we're not siding on anybody's side.
Marvel. They're saying absolutely that's shitty of them to do.
Of course it's shitty.
It's so terrible.
I have sided with them before.
The stuff they have, they just want to be greedy and have everything.
And these are a $1 billion franchise. How much greed is there where they can't come up with a thing where, like, 70-30 or...
Merchandise.
The contracts that, like, Sony and Fox have or have a statute of limitations, they have to keep making a certain amount of movies every so often, or the rights revert back to Marvel. And that's what happened, like, with Ghost Rider and Daredevil. They reverted back to them, so that's why they're doing movies.
Because
like
all
that.
Those
yeah.
movies that came out, Marvel's first one was Iron Man 1.
Yeah.
They didn't have any of the other rights to make.
So everything
was glad we all think Marvel's Iron dead. Man.
But
yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, and then Brian Michael Bendis came out, like, because of... They're saying that they weren't creating any new mutants because they would just go right to Fox's X-Men movies. So, but he's like, that's not true. I've been creating stuff nonstop. So he's kind of defending the whole, like, backlash.
Brian Michael Bendis?
Yeah.
So,
no, I mean, I'm with y'all. Like, I want this Fantastic Four to happen. I think Marvel's being a dick.
it's a dick move that they're just like,
move, but
they're not giving, they're being assholes in.
Yeah.
3-year-olds about it because then their fans and people that pay their bills suffer because they don't get their Fantastic Four comics. It's a dick move just because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like they're being selfish.
It's weighing out to film over comic too. It's a big statement. Fuck you.
Well, it's all
the business built up.
They don't care about the
I'm sorry, but you don't make enough money for us to give a shit, so we gotta cock block the Fox because they have a deal that allows them to fucking make movies.
So what's the solution here?
Well, they suck it. Deal with it. Go watch the movie when it comes out.
Well,
they don't wait in time for it. Otherwise, if it's successful, Fox is going to make more movies. So either wait or shut the fuck up. Don't make us suffer because you guys don't want to write new mutants. You're scared you're going to get lost to a movie world. Your comic fans built you. Have a little loyalty. It's not like you're not going to make billions anyway.
I mean, I'm curious to see if Marvel's like, okay, we
want
to buy these rights back.
They want
I wonder
to
if they
low.
Yeah.
They offer.
They want
an offer out there.
Well, I wonder if they lowball them or whatever.
Of course. Otherwise, Fox would have been like,
it's too much
money.
It's too much
money. Have you seen their TV? Their TV's fucking tanking. They just fired Kevin, what's his face? Riley? Like, the whole Fox Network's not making money. There's,
really?
There's, yeah. They're not all making money.
But no, I just think, yeah, Marvel, it's business. They don't care about the creative aspect. There's like, they see,
mm-hmm.
they know these franchises have a huge fan base, and you've seen what they've done with their smaller stuff. They want to get a shot at their own stuff, and they want to bring it back into the family and create all this stuff, but they can't because they don't have the rights.
This screams Disney Pixar, and there was a big war about the same damn issues. Like, we don't want you to release this, we want to release this, and it came down to, can't you just let John Lasseter and the quality people make shit? Can't you let
yeah.
this good quality film be made? See what happens. If it sucks,
well,
then buy it back.
It's going to be interesting to see how the deal with Sony goes, because maybe they'll be able to do something like that, where they're able to like license the rights back from Sony to use Spider-Man in their movies. So I'm really curious to see how that develops, because that's going to sort of determine it maybe Fox or whoever else owns the rights. Does Fox own X-Men and Fantastic Four? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Yes, to see how that goes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Did they start production on Fantastic Four?
It's already finished.
It's finished. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Then, no.
Comes out next year, like in March.
It's weird. All right, moving on. Excellent news. Oscars 2015, hosted by Neil Patrick Harris. So let's hope.
That was the last thing on his bucket list, too.
Yes. Let's hope.
let's
hope that Josh Whedon directs the opening musical number. And let's hope Harold Kumar presents an award with him.
Oh,
or
so cool.
Maybe Neil Patrick Harris comes out in scrubs as Doogie Howser.
Let's hope. It's never going to happen again.
I bet you anything we'll hear some jokes about him and Gone Girl. Like,
well,
so
the biggest question is, like, if that's really his member. He's it's been digitally put in.
Joss Whedon do, like, a Dr. Horrible thing.
Well, he's done
Oscars
with Marvel Universe after this next venue. Yeah. So
that'd be cool.
It's pretty good.
We're excited for Neil Patrick Harris.
I'm stoked. I'm already excited for the Oscars.
Let's talk about Javier Bardem. He's probably going to be the new villain in the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
There's another one?
Because he's been a villain in everything.
Why question it? He's great.
Yeah.
I'm sure
he's great in Skyfall. I love him as
well. If you're talking about villains, Dan Bautista got hired as the new henchman for the Bond movie.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd go for it, It's part of the Pirates of the Caribbean. I think they've sort of run their course.
They really
have. They gotta do something.
Which, maybe they're revamping.
What beer is he playing?
Hope so.
Yeah, I'm curious. It's like
beard.
His Javier's villain in the last Bond movie was so amazing.
Oh,
it was so creepy.
But if he does it, I mean, it's...
Ugh.
Hopefully they do a better job than the last three of them.
Yeah, he's so great. Is Johnny Depp coming back for that?
Of course he is. That's his.
He makes $1 billion off of it.
Let's talk about HBO finally getting into the streaming business. Mm-hmm. They have finally announced that you can buy HBO without a cable provider. Thoughts?
Not until next year, though, but yes.
So it's HBO, but there's also another one, too. It wasn't just HBO.
Is it Showtime?
ABC, or no, it was actually one of the major networks.
Really? Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
CBS said they're going to allow you to buy an app that will watch your stuff 2 days after.
We've talked about this on the podcast before. I think it's great. I will totally pay $10 a month for HBO.
Oh, yeah.
I cut the cord 2 years ago.
I was like, Netflix would be hurt by that, but like...
How would Netflix
do it? They're doing fine. They don't have anything from HBO on.
Yeah, they don't have anything.
They have the new Care Bears series coming.
Yeah, but HBO has such a good, if you have HBO Go, you know that you could watch the shows as they come out, as they air live.
Oh, really? That's
which cool. is awesome. And then you have the back catalog to every show they've had, all the movies that are currently being shown on all their channels, documentaries, comedy specials, and their late night programming. It's really excellent.
Should be Foo Fighters.
What I like is all the behind the scenes stuff they have on there. They have, all the making of stuff is what I love. Like, the True Detective has showed you all,
all that, it's cool. Stuff. So now, finally, so this is
what
the start
of Showtime.
Yeah. So Showtime...
They have restrictions.
Showtime finally has an app on Apple TV. It's not nearly as good as HBO Go because they only show, a couple of seasons out of each series at a time, which is terrible. And it's not... it's more difficult to navigate the whole menu as well.
I think there's a good rationale. They've come out and talked about that they're trying to keep people... They don't want to binge-watch people for their shows. They're trying to get people to go in a motion. Like, when they... Masters of Sex are going to block out this last season, but they'll keep the opening season going just so that when they come back the next season, everyone will be fresh with at least the storyline, but not too familiar with what exactly is happening.
See, I don't like it. I like HBO. You can watch anything. You binge watch. I like that.
Yeah, so that's kind of
it's like Twin Peaks will be part of Showtime, right?
Yeah.
But so let's think about this. HBO Go doing this now. I bet you 10 more networks are going to follow over the next few years.
Everyone will.
So then you're back to paying maybe $70
a la carte. Yeah.
A la carte. Which sucks.
I'm not gonna do that. But this happens to be a problem for me. I won't do it.
The crazy thing, I know we've talked about the Twin Peaks thing before, but a buddy of mine actually told me a little Easter egg, which I was like, I didn't know that. At the end of season 2 of Twin Peaks, they actually say we'll be back in 25 years, and 2016 is 25 years after.
Really? They knew all along.
They've been planning this for forever.
And there's going to be a book that's going to bridge the gap between the old.
So I find that hilarious. He's like, I'll bring it back. 25 years.
He's been doing the weather since then.
All right, moving on. Finally, after many attempts, NBC is finally going to has a commitment for the IT Crowd remake.
No way. Is Chris Dowd coming back?
No. It's all, we don't know who's going to be in it, but Bill Lawrence, the showrunner for Scrubs, is going to do it, which is fine.
That's how I remember him. I don't remember him as all the crap he's done.
But IT Crowd, they tried to do this before. Joel McHale was in it, right?
Yeah, that pilot was actually really good.
Yeah, so they're trying to do this again.
Awesome.
Let's hope.
The first iteration failed because there was a regime change, and the new guy hated it, so...
We all think the IT Crowd here is amazing. If you haven't seen the IT Crowd, who's listening, we highly recommend go to Netflix and watch.
Well, speaking of Chris O'Dowd, though, his show that he has on Hulu, Moon Boy, actually just got picked by NBC for a US remake as well.
Wow.
So he's going to be
with
writing.
Him?
I don't know if it's with him, though. But he'll be writing it and producing it.
In our last bit of news, which is kind of cool, if you're a fan of Breaking Bad, they're releasing Breaking Bad seasons in 10 sets, and all the artwork has been done by Ralph Steadman, who it looks awesome. I posted them on boomstickcomics.com. You can pre-order them now, but each season has a different character done by Ralph Steadman, and if you don't know who Ralph Steadman is, he's the artwork guy who did all the artwork for Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, did Hunter S. Thompson stuff, and was in a documentary.
That was a documentary with Johnny Depp, yeah.
But the artwork is amazing. They all have excellent extras on it. But the artwork is badass. It's worth getting it for that artwork. I tried looking at his site to see if you can purchase prints of it. Not yet.
Interesting.
But they're really cool. Check that out. And I guess for box office news, Fury, $23.5 million, came in at number one.
Really?
Really good.
In an interesting turn of events, Gone Girl became second by only $800,000.
Go Gone Girl.
Gone Girl, which brings it over $100 million. It's made $107 million. Book of Life came in at number three with $17
million. Good for Book of Life. Hey, got a good Rotten Tomato score, too.
Yeah, that's huge.
Certified fresh.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what came in at number four because I couldn't find it, but number five was Best of Me with $10 million.
Oh,
and Whiplash and Birdman came out
New York,
Guardians? And they've made quite a bit of money.
Whiplash is so good.
When have you seen Birdman next week? Wednesday?
Next week. Oh, yeah. I saw it a while ago. It was really good. Excellent. That's top five too. So that's
Children of Men Scimitar.
Huh?
Children of Men Scimitar.
Yes. Absolutely. All shot. One continuous shot. So that's our news. Let's move on to our horror movie brackets. Our horror movie.
How badly did y'all fuck it up?
They
no, wasn't
it
here.
It sounded like
who this. Didn't? Who didn't want Exorcist? Who didn't want Exorcist?
You morons!
It's
what?
Gone.
I wanted Exorcist.
I leave for one podcast and you rape the bracket.
By the way, that's my second most scariest film. That Exorcist. I was.
All right, here we go.
But her favorite movie to make it though. So.
This is
Ed didn't make it.
I didn't expect Scream to win, but whatever.
This is the Elite Eight. If you've been following along, it's our horror movie bracket where we, in the vein of a NCAA basketball tournament, we narrow down movies or actors or directors, which we've done before. Since it's Halloween, we're doing our horror movies, which would be the best
Boo!
Horror movie. Boo! So we've narrowed it down to eight. Where are you going?
I'm just laughing.
He's too mad.
Now we're down to four people.
Right?
Next week we'll
get
one more until one of us is left.
All right.
Boycotting.
Where's it going? Adam, there we go.
Ridiculous.
All right. Elite Eight. We're going to start with the comedy side first. The first matchup is Shaun of the Dead versus Gremlins. Got
Not
it's very tough. One has a lot more nostalgia to it, though. And it is actually scarier than Gremlins.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with the Americans and go Gremlins.
Gremlins. Shaun of the Dead versus Gremlins. Andrew.
It is very tough, but I am... Gremlins is my go-to.
Gremlins. Susan.
Gremlins.
Gremlins.
I say Shaun of the Dead, and Gwynn says Shaun of the Dead.
Oh.
Well, I guess it's Gremlins.
Oh,
well,
lost to the Mogwai. Fuck yourself.
Gremlins.
All
right.
Hello.
The next matchup, Cabin in the Woods versus Evil Dead 2. Gotti.
Oh, that's okay. Cabin in the Woods has a lot of intelligence in it. But I still think there's a flaw into the movie.
There's both.
Whereas Evil Dead 2 just fucking riotous the whole way through, somewhat. And yeah, I'm sorry, Bruce is too good. I'm picking
Evil Dead 2.
Ruby.
Only one movie has a mermaid. You gotta go with Evil Dead 2. You got to.
I know.
This all sucks, seriously.
Well, Evil Dead beat out Scream, right? And that's what
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So fuck Evil Dead 2.
Whoa!
No, that's not why I'm picking it. I really do like Cabin in the Woods a lot. So.
Well, okay, why do you like Cabin in the Woods?
Because it's so smart. I said this last time too. Like, I don't think it's in a league of its own. Like, that was really smart, and there's so many mix of genres in it, and yeah, like, it's, I love it.
There's a cabin, it's in the
new way.
So, Cabin?
Definitely.
Adam.
Oh, Evil Dead 2.
I pick Evil Dead 2, and Gwen picks Cabin in the Woods.
Evil Dead 2.
Wow. I hate this.
That's 0-2 for Susan.
All right, now moving on to the horror side. Jaws versus Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I don't know how the fuck Jaws beat out Psycho. I really don't fucking know how that was possible. How do you think Jaws is scary? It's a fucking shark. They're out there. But a crazy motherfucker killing people as his mother with a knife, that's fucking scary. You guys are retarded. I'm going to jump off my soapbox.
You should say
what's
that,
a soapbox?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre is the scariest film ever made and it should win this bracket. Go fuck yourselves.
Andrew.
Wow.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre or Jaws?
That is a great Tobey Hooper classic, but I'm going with Jaws.
Y'all are terrible.
Jaws scared the crap out of me.
Susan.
I think Jaws is more enjoyable to watch as far as... I love shark movies.
Shark Tale, the animated one?
You can find Susan on Tinder in one of her profiles. I love shark movies.
I don't care about Shark Week. This stuff doesn't matter. I mean, I'll watch it, but I love...
Deep Blue Sea, Jaws.
Yeah, Deep Blue Sea, Jaws, anything. Even those crappy, like, Sharknadoes, whatever.
Like Mega Shark and...
But I also agree. Texas Chainsaw Massacre might be it probably is to this day one of the scariest movies.
It's pretty messed up.
It's Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Texas Chainsaw. Okay, Adam.
Jaws.
I picked Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Gwen picks Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Boom!
You see him. He moves on.
Y'all are terrible.
Poor Bruce the Shark.
You're terrible.
All right. And the last one.
I love Jaws.
The last one. The last one that beat last week, it was The Exorcist versus Silence of the Lambs. Silence of the Lambs won. Unfortunately, I voted for Exorcist. So this week, it's Silence of the Lambs versus The Shining.
Oh, God, that's easy.
Okay. I voted for Silence of the Lambs.
Me too.
Now, the reason for it was because I think there is more capability, because I don't believe in all the Exorcist bullshit anyway, that there is more capability of a Hannibal being real than there is of some crazy little bitch going, and stabbing yourself with it.
You don't believe in God?
But you're
maybe that's true. Maybe
your reason last time was Vag Stab.
Yeah. Which I do think is the greatest one up. And her crawling on the wall. I mean, Exorcist, it should be in the finals.
It should.
But it's an incredible film. But Silence of the Lambs created Hannibal Lecter. And I'm sorry, it destroys... Is it facing
The Shining?
It doesn't destroy The Shining.
It can't.
Stanley Kubrick's greatest movie.
But oh, I got that break.
I disagree with that.
Maybe third.
That's just
great. Which Hannibal do you like better?
I like Hannibal now. You know what? I'm going to not pick Silence of the Lambs, though, and go to Shining.
There you go.
Because Jack Nicholson's nuts. Yep. And those little two girls still scare me. So
the little girl's Shining. The girl in the bathtub.
Oh, the lady in the bathtub is
Shining.
Shining.
Susan. That actually is hard for me, but I do think... I don't think Silence of the Lambs ever really scared me that much, honestly. I don't know. It doesn't care, but... The Shining,
scared you?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So Shining?
Yeah, Shining.
Adam.
Yes, Shining. When you're wondering what those two guys are doing in the room together.
That's his favorite scene.
It's so scary.
In life. mine is The Shining, and Gwen's The Shining. That Shining wins. And that is our final four.
The Shining.
Gremlins versus Evil Dead 2.
You missed one Shining.
I do.
It's
Texas Chainsaw Massacre versus The Shining.
We'll have to wait a week to vote.
It's next week will be our last, so they'll have the championship and we'll pick the winner next week. So, Gremlins, Evil Dead 2, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Shining. Please tell us on our Facebook page or Twitter who should win.
Did we get it wrong?
Who should win?
What's missing?
I think Exorcist should have been.
I think Poltergeist should be on here.
And that
would exorcism beat The Shining?
But would it beat?
Let's.
I would vote exorcist
too.
To Exorcism, Silence of the Lambs, and people pick Silence of the Lambs.
But
would
it?
No, Brian did pick Exorcism.
But would it have beaten
Exorcist?
Wasn't
this scary?
That's the question.
I mean,
that's
I would have picked Exorcist over The Shining.
Can we end it with Bad Stab?
Bad Stab. All right. Our last
on that.
Yeah, on that.
Is that a topical cream?
Bad Stab.
On that.
Bad Stab.
Topical cream.
Can you say Bad Stab, Susan?
Bad Stab?
That's not her last name.
It's cum job. So, our last segment, we're going to talk about Fight Club. Fight Club was released October 15th, 1999, which is only 4 days ago.
You can't talk about Fight Club.
The budget was...
What are you doing?
The budget was $63 million.
That cost $63
million? It was
made
damn ball.
It made in the box office... It made in the box office $101 million. Not a whole lot. Fox purchased the rights to Fight Club from Chuck Palahniuk for $10,000.
That's ridiculous.
That's okay, though.
So the studio originally wanted Peter Jackson, Danny Boyle, and Bryan Singer to direct Fight Club. But Peter Jackson was doing Frighteners at the time. Danny Boyle went to another film, and Bryan Singer did not care to read the book. So
that
would have
been so interesting if it was Danny
Boyle. So it went to Fincher. Now, Fincher...
Well, Boyle would have been probably doing 20... Was it 20 week, days later, maybe?
So Fincher... David Fincher, who directed Fight Club, David Fincher wanted to purchase the rights for himself to Fight Club. And he was, when they offered him the chance to direct it, he was hesitant because he had such a bad time with the studio on Alien 3 that he didn't think about it. But he ended up doing it. And originally, they wanted Russell Crowe to play Tyler Durden. And
the time, Russell wasn't as well known, though. I mean, they could have fit.
Yeah. And they wanted Matt Damon or Sean Penn to be the narrator, which is Edward Norton.
Well, because Russell Crowe's coming off of LA Confidential.
Correct.
Wait, so who? Matt Damon or who?
Sean Penn to be the narrator, to Norton.
I didn't see
then,
Matt Damon.
Danny Boyle to the beach.
Correct.
That's honestly, yeah, we said that.
And then they wanted Janine Garofalo for Marla, but Janine Garofalo said it was too sexually feminist.
Gross.
Oh my god, that would have been horrible.
Courtney Love,
her smoking the cigarette.
Courtney Love and Winona Ryder were also considered, and
Winona
the studio really wanted Reese Witherspoon for the role, but she was too young. Fincher said she was too young.
Whatever.
So it went.
Reese Witherspoon would have killed that.
So it went to Helena Bonham Carter.
Helen.
What, Nina?
Helena.
Oh, it's not like you said Helena.
Helena Bonham Carter. But yeah, that could have been a way different movie. And Fincher went to Radiohead to score the film, but he eventually went with Duff Brothers for some reason. But he did go to Radiohead to score the film.
Let's be honest, if Fincher doesn't do this, he has a very different track record after this.
Yeah.
Truck Rock can't speak English.
But speaking of these different roles and people who are considered, we're going to recast it if it were made 15 years later today. So, our recast, let's start with Angel Face, played by the Oscar winner, Jared Leto. I picked Ian Somerhalder.
That's a good choice.
Too old.
He's a little too old, but he's pretty.
He looks
pretty.
Amazing. He's not too old. He looks amazing.
He's pretty.
I chose the other Angel Face, Zac Efron.
I thought about that, but no. He's not.
He can slim down.
No. Ian Somerhalder is way better than Zac Efron for that.
I picked Michael Fassbender.
What?
Too
old.
Too old
for that.
He could be Tyler.
Too old.
Wow.
Who'd you go with for Angel Face?
Angel Face. I actually went with Miles Teller.
Miles Teller?
Yeah.
All right.
It's all Angel Face. I have seen.
Miles Teller's
a good I don't think that's a good thing because he's got stars and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He's not pretty.
He's
not pretty.
He's not pretty enough.
My pick's on his.
All right.
I did a whole theme where
Kevin Hart.
It's British, but it's not Fight Club. It's Tea Club.
Tea Club.
And the pretty people I want to beat the shit out of are either Robert Patterson or Daniel Radcliffe. So one of those two little pretty people.
I think Daniel Radcliffe's a beautiful man, but not as pretty as Ian Somerhalder.
I actually like your Ian
Somerhalder.
Somerhalder?
Yeah, I can't see it.
And he's British, right?
You want to go with that?
He keeps the Ian?
I'll go with Ian.
Ian?
I don't like Ian. It's too old.
He's not too old.
He's fine.
I watched clips of it last night and...
He's not.
Jared Leto wasn't. No, well, I mean, happened. Jared Leto. All right.
He's all right. Let's move on.
He didn't look that young.
Let's move on.
Is it Dracula?
To his name was Robert Paulson, played by Meatloaf. I went fun with this because I think he could. He's an older guy, but Meatloaf's an older guy. I went with Bill Murray. I think he would be awesome as Bitch Tits. Bill Murray would be awesome as Bitch Tits.
I chose Josh Gad.
Fucker, Josh Gad.
That's good.
Way too young.
No.
For Robert Paulson, Meatloaf's like 55 in that movie.
And you can make him
a little
younger.
Not gonna like mine.
Definitely not Josh Gad.
Josh Gad's
Jack
great.
Black.
Huh?
Jack Black.
I like Jack Black a lot. I do like Jack Black. But I still think Bill Murray can sell that role with a big...
Bill Murray.
No.
Jack Black.
All right, you?
I went with the great Nick Frost. He's great, and he's got this.
I like Nick Frost the best. Nick Frost is the best.
Nick Frost is good.
Yeah.
Nick Frost is awesome.
Nipples.
But I said Tyler Levine, because I thought he'd be good.
Oh, with a big beard, too. Yeah. Hilarious.
What about Eddie Marson?
Canadian?
He's
a guy.
I like Nick Frost a lot.
I'll go Nick Frost.
I love Nick Frost.
Well, yeah, I got one.
Nick Frost works for me.
Nick Frost.
Since you guys don't think Josh Gad.
I like Josh Gad, but
Brian's weird. No, he's not. It's fine.
I think he's
all right. Marla Singer, who's played by Helena Bonham Carter. I picked
one of her best.
I picked Ava.
Probably
Green.
The only role I really like her in.
Ava Green. I picked Ava Green.
Too old. She's sexy, though. She did that.
And she would be awesome.
She looks
messed
too old
up.
For that. I
You're
agree.
Thinking,
I think she's too old.
Penny Dreadful? Ava Green,
like, yeah. From Sin City 2. Or,
yeah, I know.
Like,
yeah.
Penny Dreadful.
I'm not crazy.
Yeah, Ava Green.
I thought of Genesis Aurelius.
Who's,
what?
Oh. Genesis Aurelius.
Genesis.
She was in, what was she in recently?
She was in something, yeah, what was she in?
Fuck.
We watched this together.
Yes, we did.
You guys are stupid.
Genesis Rodriguez?
She's in Casa de mi Padre. She's in a couple other... Like McMahon on the Ledge.
Who do you pick?
I pick Jenny Slate. Do it! Give her a chance!
The number one movie of the year. Jenny Slate?
She's in Tusk.
She's in Tusk.
Okay, in Tusk. Okay, Genesis Rodriguez. I can see that.
Yeah.
You can't see Jenny Slate?
No, not really.
I mean, I'll say this.
I like Jenny Slate a lot.
I would say Jenny Slate to audition, but I'm not. I would give her a chance. I like Jenny Slate, but that's a crazy. I agree.
Well,
it's in the back of my mind. I like Genesis Rodriguez too, but I also like Ava Green just because she has that creepy feel to her.
I don't.
Who do you have?
Care for her.
So my younger one. Is Juno Temple?
She's great in everything.
She would be fucking creepy.
Mm.
She's good.
She does play like a prostitute, like almost everything.
Yeah,
she's
she does.
She'd be wonderful. My older, I went with because I love this actress, Thandie Newton.
Thandie Newton, I wouldn't want Thandie Newton in this role.
Seen that.
Not at all.
I've seen Thandie Newton.
I prefer Juno Temple.
Juno Temple, I think would work.
Or Genesis.
All right, Andrew.
Over there.
Genesis Rodriguez.
I went with. Kate Mara. She's in House.
Oh, the other sister.
The other sister.
The other one, the not so.
She's great in freaking American Horror Story. She can make herself look.
I like it. I like Kate Mara.
And she's beautiful.
I'm leaning towards Juno Temple or Ava Green still.
I think
like Jenny Slate.
Darkest.
I like Genesis Rodriguez. I think Genesis Rodriguez is way too pretty for this.
I was going to say, I think she's too pretty.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Juno.
Juno Temple? I like
Juno
Temple.
If I'm picking it, if you're not doing Jenny, I'd pick Kate Mara.
Kate Mara.
What's that? Just 2-2-2. But like I said, we gotta...
I do Juno Temple. You said 3, right?
Juno Temple's like... She looks really young.
She's
right?
young.
She looks super
Kate
young.
Kate Mara's slightly older.
I think...
So who's your
favorite? I like Juno.
I like all three, honestly. I think they're all...
So Kate Mara or Juno Temple?
Kate Mara,
I think, can pull it off.
Kate Mara.
Juno Temple.
But Juno's British. Let's go British.
Okay.
She's great in Horns.
She was.
Yeah.
All right. The narrator played by Edward Norton. Oh, I picked Andrew Garfield.
I like him.
It's a good one.
I like him.
I think he'll be...
He could be kind of dorky, but still...
Yeah.
I like that pick a lot. He fucking plays
Andrew Garfield.
Same character.
No, I picked Nicholas Holt. Ooh, I think he could really do it. He's about to do that movie, like Young Ones.
Yeah. I like Nicholas Holt too.
Is it now like saying it's a darker role?
How old was Edward Norton?
I like Nicholas
Holt.
Yeah.
I mean, that's about what
Nicholas Holt.
Nicholas Holt.
I like Nicholas Holt. I was actually thinking
Nicole.
Joel Edgerton.
Steve Holt.
That's who I was
thinking. I was thinking Elijah Wood.
Yeah. No. I think he'd
be great.
I know.
No way.
Out of the box. I know.
I can even see it. Like, do it.
All right.
I like Joel Edgerton. He's a little older, grizzlier.
But he can definitely.
I like Joel also.
If you look at Tyler Durden, he was Edward Norton's character. He was definitely a little. He was beat down by his life.
Sure. So
he definitely pulled that off
for narrator for Edward Norton.
Yeah,
who are we talking? Who Joel
Edgerton. So.
I think
Joel Edgerton. I went. My younger version, Jamie Bell.
I thought of Jamie Bell.
Now he could pull it off. Now that he's gotten a little bigger, like not like fucking Billy Elliot, Jamie Bell. I like also Dominic Monaghan. I think he'd be
that's awesome.
Kind of dorky funny. And it'd be, because my whole theme was Tea Club, but it's not so much fighting.
Yeah.
It's, you know, just sanitizing.
I like Dominic, but I think I like Nick Holt a lot.
I like Joel Edgerton.
Yeah. I like Joel Edgerton. Yeah. Because
Nick Holt's kind of young.
He's a little too young, I think. That's why.
Yeah, he's a little too pretty. I don't know. I don't think he's awesome.
I
can
that. See him being, like, because he's, I don't know, his body type and his kind of, like, I don't think he's that, I don't know, like beautiful man. I think he's kind of a nerd esque.
Yeah,
man.
That's why I like. That's why I like Nick.
So Adam, who are you gonna pick?
You gotta pick one of the two.
You're tie breaking.
I like them both.
Come on, who do you think's gonna be? I don't know, man. But a movie's gonna be Ash Washington.
Nick Holt is a great actor.
Yeah,
he's a great actor.
He is good.
I like Boy. Adam.
I like Joel Edgerton. Joel might be too old now, though.
He's like 28.
I think Holt's way. Do you want a difference between? Tyler and Eric.
That's kind of the man who our Tyler is.
And that's why I picked him, because I almost picked someone that was like too pretty.
Those two together.
So what do you think?
They're pretty good, exactly.
I'll go with.
Come on now. Hold it up.
Joel.
Oh! And Joel.
Nicholas Holt is so much better.
You're an idiot.
I like them both.
Nicholas Holt should be a pretty boy.
No, all right. Not that. I mean, Tyler Durden.
Bringing up Tyler Durden, originally played by Brad Pitt. I went with Dane DeHaan.
Oh, nice.
That's such a weird.
I think he would be kick ass, dude. I like
he would
Dane.
Be awesome. A crazy,
like
and
a dick,
fucking
dude.
Crazy.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
I chose Dominic Cooper.
Oh, nice.
Ooh. He's a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
See, I went with.
I was thinking it was the gold Devil's Dude.
Where Devil's Dude. That crazy.
Yeah.
I like him.
I was actually sitting with since Joel made it. Joel and my pick for his alter ego is Tom Hardy. Because Tom Hardy could be the weird. Brad Pitt was kind of a weirdo, and Tom Hardy definitely plays a weirdo pretty good. He's done that in a lot of movies. And
the only thing that I don't like about Tom Hardy is he does play his role so, like, serious that...
He's pretty short, isn't he?
Yeah, and Brad Pitt played it so kind of like, well, I'm gonna fuck everything. Like,
he can do that. Didn't
I think...
dude, you saw him in that one movie.
He's playing such subdued characters.
Susan, who do you have?
It's between either Ryan Gosling or Adam Driver.
Who?
Ryan Gosling or Adam Driver.
I like Gosling.
I like
Gosling's played Dick. I like Adam Driver too much.
They both have like the fit, pretty buff bodies, and they can.
I think Driver's delivery. I don't know about that.
Yeah. He definitely whooped the hell out
Dominic.
Of
yeah, I he could, but
Dominic Cooper.
I don't know if Ryan Gosling whooped the hell out of Joel Edgerton. And Joel could get that little son of a bitch.
I think Ryan Gosling could definitely.
What's on
Martin? I don't know.
Dominic.
He's a pretty boy.
Dominic.
Not Bane, but Dominic.
Who's your Dudley?
I went with someone that we talked about earlier because it's all British cast and it looks great.
Dream movie
fucking with just
Leonardo
nothing on is Dan Stevens. He'd beat the shit out of anyone.
Ooh.
Dan Stevens?
Yeah. And he, you know what? Because he's British,
he
beats the hell out of everyone, but it wouldn't be his.
He's lost all his muscles, though. You saw him.
He'd have to get back his yes muscles.
He still would.
He'd have to get back
Brad
his.
Brad Pitt wasn't
like,
did
he take his shirt off?
Of course he did. Nice guy.
Dominic.
I like that. I like Dan Stevens.
Dan Stevens?
I go with Dan Stevens as well.
Yeah.
That's who I was talking about.
So do you go with Dan Stevens?
Spin down.
I'm going Dan Stevens.
Are you going Dan Stevens? I'll go Dan Stevens too.
Abs,
I like Dan Stevens a lot.
I'm pretty sure Gwen would go Dan Stevens too.
I like Dan Stevens. I like Dan Stevens.
Show Dan Stevens for every role.
Fine.
I still think
Dan Stevens.
I honestly think that you would be Dan Stevens and Nicholas.
I think Dane DeHaan would be awesome though.
They're both British. I don't care which one of the bastards is in the
British.
Alright.
Coming to a theater near you. Directed by Danny.
I can't believe you'd have Kevin Hart as one of your choices for anything.
Who would you want to direct that movie?
Danny Boyle.
Yeah, Danny Boyle.
Yeah, speaking like if we chose from Peter Jackson, Danny Boyle, or Bryan Singer.
Danny Boyle.
Definitely not Bryan Singer.
David Ayers.
No, Danny Boyle, because he
I would like to see what Peter Jackson does with it. I think it'd be cool.
I think Peter Jackson would be a pretty cool.
But did you like
to see Peter Jackson?
End of Watch?
Yeah.
End of Watch.
So yeah, that would be cool. And who would we get to do the music?
Of course, it's got to be
Coldplay.
No,
Trent Reznor. Trent Reznor.
Coldplay.
Trent
Reznor.
No, I don't.
We know the Susan Musical Face.
No, I was joking. I thought of the first band I could think of.
One Direction.
John Newman.
We're in a fight club.
Really
let's nice. End on that.
Let's just make it a musical.
That is our 46th podcast, Multimedia Men. 46.
And the last one.
Find us on... It is not the last one. Find us on Stitcher Radio. Find us on iTunes, Facebook, and Twitter. Gotti might set us up an Instagram account.
Maybe.
But that is our podcast. We'll be back with our big Halloween one next week.
Yeah, we're all dressed up.
All dressed up.
As ourselves.
And nowhere to go.
Fucking see it.
As Buffalo Bill. So, here we go. See you next time.
Bye.
That's on, guys.